Teamaker Hops is a very unique variety, originally produced by the USDA. We'll make the introductions next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Discover the Teamaker Hops and why it may be a good fit for your garden. Conrad Richter with Richter's Herbs tells us more.
One that was developed by the USDA, in fact, called Teamaker. It is used for the medicinal uses, but it's also used, interestingly, as an additive for livestock feed. And the idea there is that because of hops' very powerful antibacterial properties, when added to livestock feed, it would enter, of course, into the animals, and it would help control the bacterial flora in the gut and reduce, for example, indigestion and so on, and improve assimilation of nutrients. So the USDA developed this particular variety for that purpose, and as it turned out, what they did was they reduced the bitterness of the variety and at the same time increased the components that promote the antibacterial properties. Just to explain a little bit more there, the bitterness of hops is because of a group of compounds called alpha acids, and the antibacterial is a group of compounds called beta acids. So this USDA variety reduced the alpha acids and boosted the beta acids, and you ended up with a hops that is entirely different. It's not so bitter at all, but it is really effective as a tea, for example. You can drink it to help you to go to sleep and also to deal with whatever infections or problems that you're having at a particular moment.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.